And it's the good stuff, indeed. We've got a lot to talk about. I've got a piece called Builders. Not sure who wrote it, but it's going to be valuable. You'll appreciate it. And I just want to share, it is tempting to give a quick answer sometimes, but I remind you to take time to listen. If they're strong enough in their commitment, they will share information. So don't forget to listen.
At the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota, they celebrate Western heritage, achievements, and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. Learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You might have noticed they're not this fancy, glossy, urban agri magazine. Well, wait a minute. You might not even know that, but they're not. They've bypassed all that glitz for real hard-hitting ranching news. That gets too costly, and who foots the bill? The reader. That's not Tri-State Livestock's news point at all. Authentic agriculture insights. I think you better check them out. TSLN.com.
Okay, what are you going to share today?
I, again, have a piece called Builders. And this was shared just recently by Shirley Schumann from Crookston. She sends us a little batch every once in a while. I watched them tearing a building down, a group of men in a busy town. With a ho, heave, ho, and a lusty yell, they swung a beam and a side wall fell. I asked the foreman, are these men skilled? Are they the type of men I would hire if I had to build? The foreman laughed and said, no, indeed. Common labor is all I need. I can easily wreck in a day or two what it has taken builders years to do. So will all of you say to yourselves as you go on your way, which of these roles will you decide to play? Will you be a builder who will work with care, measuring life by rule and square? Or will you be a wrecker who will roam the town, content with the labor of tearing down?
And the author is unknown on that?
Yep. It's stuff they should have gotten credit for.
That's right. They should have taken credit for that. We always remind you, if you send something to us and you know who the author is, please include them.
Yeah, but we'll use it anyway.
There was an old Arapaho man who had four sons. He wanted his sons to learn not to judge things too quickly. So he sent them each on a quest, in turn to go and look at a pear tree that was a great distance away. The first son went in the winter, the second in the spring, the third in the summer, and the youngest in the fall. When they had all gone and come back, he called them together to describe what they had seen. The first son said the tree was ugly, bent, and twisted. The second son said no, it was covered with green buds and full of promise. The third son disagreed. He said it was laden with blossoms that smelled so sweet and looked so beautiful, it was the most graceful thing he had ever seen. The last son disagreed with all of them. He said it was ripe and drooping with fruit, full of life and fulfillment. The man then explained to his sons that they were all right, because they had each seen but only one season in the tree's life. He told them that you cannot judge a tree or a person by only one season, and that the essence of who they are and the pleasure, joy, and love that come from that life can only be measured at the end, when all the seasons are up. So if you give up when it's winter, you will miss the promise of your spring, the beauty of your summer, and the fulfillment of your fall. So the moral of the story? Well, that's pretty obvious. Don't let the pain of one season destroy the joy of all the rest. Don't judge life by one difficult season. Persevere through the difficult patches, and better times are sure to come at some time. I do not have an author on that one either.
But it's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
That's
for sure.
Right. All right. I've been sharing lately some tweets that I came across, or X, or I don't know what it's called. Anyway, I've got a few more of those. Ever since my daughter found out about our plant, Serena, wasn't getting enough sunlight, she insisted on taking her out for walks while holding her up to the sun. Can't you just see a little girl taking a plant outside and holding it up so it can get some sunshine? Oh, and my son asked for a new Xbox controller for Christmas. Didn't think about why he needed a new one until he opened it up and got all excited because now his sister could play games with him. He didn't want the controller for himself. He wanted it so they could play together.
Well, that's awful nice, isn't it?
That's what I thought.
Hey, just a reminder, visitvalentine.com is where you need to go to check out International Dark Skies designation out at Merritt Reservoir and the Nebraska Star Party that'll be coming up this summer. It's visitvalentine.com. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.